Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show from 70% Complete where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today is point. Oh, it's good to be at PAX. It's good to be at PAX. Listen, there's a lot of good games on the show floor. I'm going for my first official day at PAX right now, actually. We forgot some gear at home, so we're going to have a fun time, I think. But I'm headed out to PAX for the first official day, my first official day. I maybe got some show floor time yesterday, but let's not call the PAX cops about it. But today's point is less about, you know, the games that I saw. There will be more of that coming. I think we're going to do a feature, like, recap for the content mill, just to kind of, like, talk about what Gianni and I saw on the floor. But I kind of want to talk about, you know how the show goes. Sometimes we talk a little open, and we talk big themes. And the thing that I kind of want to talk about today on today's show is the vibes on the floor. And granted, I was there on Thursday, so opening day, a bunch of people are still at work. I think Saturday is going to be packed. But it was pretty busy there, even, you know, 2 hours after the show opened on Thursday. And I think it's kind of hard to explain this, and it'll feel very obvious once I say it, but a lot of the stuff that we have been spending the last year between the last PAX and now for me, kind of talking about, like, the decline of the industry and, like, all of the layoffs, all of the AI bullshit everywhere. Like, there's been a lot going on in the industry that has been, you know, the epicenter of Bummer Zone. Like, it's been rough out there, and it continues to be rough out there. I don't want to diminish that. But the thing that has kind of struck me is people still like video games, which is dumb. Like, that's a silly thing to say. But just walking around the floor and seeing everyone kind of, like, fawning over all of the artists and, you know, people sitting down playing demos, like, seeing games that I've never even heard of, let alone, like, look like video games in the, like, capital V, capital G video game sense. It's just been really empowering, I think, to sit down and, you know, just watch the show floor happen. Like, yes, Nintendo is there. It's really cool to see Pokemon stuff. I'm sure I'm going to go check out Pokemon Champions just, you know, out of sheer curiosity. But, like, it really is this overwhelming sense of, damn, like, people really like this. Like, there are still people here. There is enthusiasm behind this hobby. And I think it's really easy. Like, we've talked about this before, but I think it's really easy to forget that. Like, forget that there is just this massive population of people who love this hobby, who love every aspect and, like, different piece of this hobby as well. You know, like, last year was my first PAX, and the show floor was, it was crammed with, the biggest booths were Baldur's Gate 3, Larian was there, and noted AI user Larian, Crimson Desert, noted AI user Crimson Desert, I guess, and Dune Awakening, the Dune survival game that I don't know if people are playing anymore. And, like, that was a huge portion of the show floor, and it seems like, you know, there are still some pretty big booths out there, but Nintendo is one of the largest ones. I think maybe the silliest booths that I have seen is SanDisk selling you hard drives that you can no longer afford, and PNY selling graphics cards you can no longer afford. Like, I think the show floor certainly has its bummer zones. I haven't seen Codex Mortis, the 100% vibe coded video game, on the floor, which is good. But yeah, it's just been nice to walk around and, like, see the people who enjoy this medium so much, because like I said, it's really easy to look at all the doomerism on Blue Sky and, you know, everywhere on the internet and say, like, okay, like, this area is declining. Like, people are not playing this anymore. And the only news that comes out of video games is if it's a 7 out of 10, the entire team is about to get laid off. And, you know, even if it's a 9 out of 10, half the team is about to get laid off. Or AI in the games, or, you know, people are not being able to, like, greenlight their games at all. And it is striking to be able to walk around and be like, no, like, there's a billion games coming out every single day, but, like, they are here. Like, this hobby is alive and thriving, and the people behind it are excited to be a part of it. It really is a, you know, I think this is a common thing with most trade shows and, like, conventions like this, where you walk around and, you know, you get everyone in the same place and they're all hype about the stuff because, hey, they're finally among their peers. But, like, this is definitely one of those moments where it's like, oh, like, hell yeah. Like, people are here. People are doing stuff. And people are excited about it. And it feels like a community, which is what it is. But it feels nice to be able to walk the floor and know that, you know, as much as, you know, some of these people probably have some rotten beliefs, you know, you're gonna bump into them every once in a while. They are part of this, you know, this bigger community that want to see this, you know, in general, this medium succeed in a way that, you know, I think it's easy to think that in the grand battles of what is happening on the battlefield of the internet, it's kind of hard to, it's easy to lose sight of that there are people rooting for the success of this. And then there's also kind of the general sentiment that I've really enjoyed of, you know, everyone's here to have fun. Everyone's here to have a good time. You know, there's not a lot of shit posts happening in real life. There's people in their costumes, which is great. Like, it's always good to see cosplay out there. Last year, I spotted a person trying to sell RuneScape gold, which is an in-joke that I somewhat understood last time. But, like, I'm seeing stuff like that, and it's great. Like, it's so nice to be able to walk around the show floor and see people so excited about this hobby. And it really does just instill this sense of, like, okay, it's alive, it's thriving, and, you know, as much as this entire medium is, you know, somewhat at the whims of major companies, like major corporations, you know, deciding who works and who doesn't, it's nice to also kind of not see those major companies, you know? Like, yes, like I said, Nintendo is there. They have, like, a decently sized presence, but it really is a bunch of teeny tiny indie booths that are just, you know, two foldable tables, a couple of monitors. You have an entire contingent, which is probably the one that I'm most excited to go check out more today. The Games from Poland group. It's the Valor Mortis is there, which is not the vibe coded game. That's the Napoleonic era Souls-like game, which I cannot tell you how stoked I am. I looked over someone's shoulder yesterday, and I realized that the gameplay of that game is just Dishonored but Souls-like, which is very much my jam. You know, add in some zombified Napoleonic troopers, and you got yourself a fill game right there. I'm excited for that. I have an appointment later today with Bite Rockers for the Regreening, which is a soil punk fantasy game that I'm stoked to play. There's another one called Oku that they're publishing, that is basically you walk around as a monk in, like, Japanese watercolor paintings and write haikus. Like, and I think that that's, like, ultimately the big thing as we wrap up this episode, that, like, the hobby is alive. The people are still creating incredible things. And I couldn't be more excited to get on the floor and meet some of these people and really just, you know, see what's going on in the industry that is, like, a part of the industry I don't typically see. So, yeah, if you can, make it to a con. It's fun. It's a good time. But I'm gonna get out of here and go get that missing gear so I can hop on this train and get out of here. All right. See ya. Have a good day.